Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and it's going to be a hot and steamy one. What a great time to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker, maybe even do a little deep frying of them fish, man, because they're biting right now. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, some fish in the deep fryer sound really good right now. I'm kind of hungry already this morning.
Yeah,
welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us at The Grilling Guys. You can, of course, always look us up on the internet. Go to thegrillingguys.com. It's a fantastic site, and we update it all the time with all kinds of posts. There's recipes. You can reach out. You can even get a hold of Jop on that website if you want to.
Might be the only way.
Some people want to get a hold of Jop. Trust me. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. Some folks actually make an appointment for this show. I hear comments. I just heard one again yesterday. This guy says, "Yeah, run out to my garage every Saturday morning."
Well, you know what? That's a great place to listen to Grilling
Guys.
Isn't
it, though?
While you're fussing around and maybe getting your grill going and smoker for the day and all of that.
Bring your coffee pot out there and, you know, get your Saturday morning going. Maybe a little Bailey's or something with it.
Family sleeping in. You're out there tinkering around.
Get a cigar going.
Not
get the
wrong.
Saturday off right.
Not wrong. But you know what? We're talking about Father's Day, and so maybe some of the ladies that are listening to the show this week can tune in a little closer, because you know, in classic Grilling Guys style, we're doing this last minute. We probably should have done this last weekend, but we didn't. So tomorrow's Father's Day, and you still got time. So we're going to break down some pretty cool recipes, maybe some gifts, a little bit of beer.
Yeah.
A little bit of this and that.
Yeah,
you know, Grilling Guys fashion.
That's right. One of the best days of the year, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a new father out there. My son-in-law and my daughter delivered twins.
First grandchildren?
Yeah. So I'm now Grandpa Barbecue Bob.
Right. I got to come up with something better than that, but give me a minute. Yeah.
Barbecue geezer.
Yeah.
So anyway, the girls are Olive and Charlotte, and they came about a month early, as twins tend to want to do, but they're home now. My wife was out there for 10 days. She got there a half hour before delivery.
Awesome.
And she's just giddy.
Yeah. Lots and lots of pictures. Been following that one on Facebook. That's cool, man. I mean, the next generation is here.
In duplicate.
In the Nurmico clan. Now, they're not Nurmicos, but they're the little girls will... Oh, if they take after their mom and their grandma, they're going to be beautiful little girls.
So. Yeah. Well, there's a new father out in L.A., and he's going to be a great father. So it's a cool thing. Of course, we all had fathers, so everybody can relate to this. But you know what your dad meant to you is just a pretty cool thing, and we're going to try and celebrate that a little bit today. Jop, I spent last week out in Vermont. First time I ever spent that long in Vermont. And you have to go to the Green Mountains. It is gorgeous.
Been through there. Didn't stay, but I ended up in Maine for a week. But we drove through there. We hit the Niagara Falls thing.
Yeah, it's a cool place to explore, because the hills are like Pennsylvania, kind of, or maybe taller. But, you know, everybody lives in the valleys. When you get out into those mountain states, everything happens in the valleys. New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, you name it. And in every valley, there's a stream.
Sure.
So these cute little towns are lined up along a stream. And Montana's got a lot of towns like that too, but I just find this country to be just beautiful. And I brought home 2 half gallons of real maple syrup that was, you know, my client hand selected for me, the guy to get your syrup from, and I got to tell you, it's pretty super.
Oh, there's nothing like that.
Pretty super.
And you know, one of the things I'll run down this road that I love to do with that real maple syrup is kind of make, this could be a great Father's Day. There's salmon in the river, salmon in the lakes right now. Get a nice salmon fillet, leave the skin on it, put it on a plank, and then drizzle a little bit of that maple syrup on there, some sea salt, and a little bit of crushed pepper. That's it. And put that thing on the smoker on that cedar plank and leave it there for 45 minutes till it flakes away, whatever you're running your smoker at. But
fish candy.
Oh, man, that glaze, that syrup just kind of cooks down and gets a little bit tacky, and the salt and the pepper on
there.
The
only thing I do different is I take the skin off it.
Yeah, I know you like the skin. I leave the skin on because I like to scrape it off the board and let it just leave the skin right on there.
I'm just fussy. I don't like that white milk that comes out underneath it, presentation-wise.
Sure, sure, exactly.
And I do like the absorption of that cedar flavor up into the salmon. First time I ever had it was when they opened up the Flat River Grill in Lowell.
Okay.
And we went there for like their soft opening, a VIP party. And little did I know all my kids would end up working there. But it was a cool place, and I ordered the plank salmon. And that was the first time I ever had it, like 10, 15 years ago, whenever it opened. But I couldn't believe how cool it was to taste the cedar in a piece of fish.
Yeah.
Who would have ever come up with that? I don't know. That was a great idea.
It is. And the thing is that when we were, where were we? We did a barbecue somewhere where we cut.
Houghton Lake.
It was a tip-up town in Houghton Lake. We actually did little pieces of plank cedar.
Job's favorite salmon recipe.
Yeah, but it caught on fire. So when we pulled them off the grill with a set of tongs and we set it on a plate, the edges of the plank were still smoking and smoldering, and the fish was there. You want to talk about a cool presentation? That was the whip, man. People were oohing and aahing over that. It was cool.
We're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, and he's a great sports announcer. Going to be doing some high school football this fall. Congratulations to you on that, Brian.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that.
That's going
to
be nice.
Looking forward to it. Late August will be here before you know it.
But, listen to that baritone voice, man. He's going to be great. Going to be great.
The next Brett Bikita, I'm telling you.
I've been groomed by the best in Brett Bikita.
Yeah. So anyway, Brian, that cedar burning for Jop was, you'd have thought he was in a tabernacle or something, because
I can imagine
the shiny object, you know. He's like burning his hands, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
look.
I could just see the look on Jop's face.
The grilling gods were smiling on that one. There had to be like 20, 30 people in front of us, and we were pulling those things off and flaking them off and giving them a little bite, and it turned out great.
Oh, that was really feeding the seagulls. Yeah. Speaking of feeding seagulls, next weekend at Fen Valley, they're having their wine and food festival, and it starts on Saturday. And we did it last year. I kind of wish we were doing it this year, but we couldn't. It's just so much fun. It's a wonderful place. It's in Douglas, Fenville area on Lake Michigan. And Fen Valley, of course, one of our sponsors. Saturday, it's going to be from 1 to 6. It's only $8 to get in if you buy online in advance. And then you go to the VIP line. You shoot right in. You put your chair up at the stage where you want it. Buy your tickets online. Wonderful, wonderful day.
Outdoor festival. They got bands, great food. I know we did some grilling. We put a bunch of grilled food out last year that you could buy when you were there. And obviously, wonderful wine. And flows freely down there. I might know it as well.
It's just a cool event. And if you've always wanted to go to a vineyard, this is just a really nice one to go. They're friends of ours. And that's been one of my more favorable experiences at a vineyard.
Yeah.
It inspired me to plant my own vines.
Well, you got them there.
I do.
Doug helped you out.
Yeah, he did.
The proprietor there.
And then it goes on Sunday as well. They have a race on Saturday morning. And Sunday morning, they're having a vine-wined 5K. So you can actually run through the vineyards naked. No, not naked. But you run through the vineyards anyway with your clothes on.
Right.
And if you want to check them out at Fen Valley Winery, just go to their website.
Might rub your grape on a vine. Ooh,
stop it. Stop it.
So, hey, it is Father's Day. Coming up next, we've got Niedermeyer is the founder of a brewery called Terra Firma. You're not going to want to miss this one because this guy's got some badass beer. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day.
Yeah, welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It is Father's Day. Get out and celebrate in your neighborhood, your backyard, at the cottage, wherever you are, because this is a traditional grilling weekend. Ladies, if you're listening out there, we're going to have some tips here coming up about some last-minute gifts you can get that old man in your world, and it will make him happy and ultimately make you eat a little bit better. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's a great idea, Jop, and there's lots of fathers out there. We want to wish you all a happy Father's Day, and thanks for joining us. We're honored to have you in our presence. And I mentioned this fellow that goes out to his garage. He's he was older than me in high school, but his name is Tom Tavis. He listens on WUPS, 98.5 UPS. And I got to run into him at Chase Creek. Chase Creek just sent us a bunch of pictures from our fundraiser up there. So I want to put those on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And on the website, because that was still like a pretty awesome event, and we sure appreciate the good folks at the Chase Creek Smokehouse in Chase, Michigan.
Well, they helped us raise over $5,000 for Operation
like
GI Barbecue
in
one windy, cold, rainy day. I mean, it was amazing.
They pulled it off, and we kind of helped them too because they had the largest turnout in the dining room they've ever had.
Good.
So that's cool.
Good. That's awesome.
So speaking of great turnouts, that is not even a good segue there. There's a fellow on the live line named John Niedermeyer. He's the founder of Brewery Terra Firma. Welcome to the Grillin' Guys, John.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, while we got the show going in the first segment, we opened up one of your Sun Cups. Your awesome sales rep dropped him off with me.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say that we can't even talk about the Sun Cup now because it's all gone.
Well, you know, we have plenty more, so we can certainly get some more of that. But that's a great beer for grilling, and also great for marinating fish and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's really tasty. And just next time, send a barrel, okay?
Yeah. We might have to. We can make that happen.
So, John, this is Jop. Sun Cup Lemon Wheat. Mm-hmm. It screams chick beer, but it's not.
No.
No, it's really not. And actually, we like to serve it a lot here in our tap room with some coarsely crushed Malabar Island black pepper, and we sprinkle it on the top of the beer or in the bottom of the glass, and then pour the beer on top of it, and you get the floor show of the chunks of the black pepper rising up and down, getting picked up by the CO2, and And it gives you that black pepper in the nose, and then the, you know, the citrusy orange tang or lemon tang, and boy, it's pretty wonderful on a hot day, I got to tell you.
Well, that's exactly where I was thinking this thing belongs, is next to a beach or a pool, in a nice frosty mug, because that's summertime beer right there, baby. That's,
oh, man,
that's really excellent. And I would tell you, I wouldn't even take the pepper. Just the way it is spectacular.
Well,
kudos.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great great summer beer around here, and we've got three summer beers. We're releasing our big summer beer actually today, a day early. And I wish that had been finished product to send you some of that too. But that's called Beehive Honey Blonde, and that's another good outdoor grilling beer.
All grilling guys love blondes.
All right, so yeah, right. I'm pretty sure that anyone you got on your list is a good outdoor grilling beer. I mean, that's just kind of how
I'm rolling. I'm a big griller. I do a lot of grilling. I grill all year round, and I mean, every single week, almost a daily basis. So I'm. This is a great opportunity to talk with fellow grill freaks.
Yeah,
we are freaks for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we because we blew through the lemon, we had to step up to your education ale, which is a Bob's holding the cooler right dear to his chest. I can't see what's in there.
When I was a kid, there was a phrase that used to go around. People would say, "Crime in Italy."
Yeah.
This is called Little Italy.
Right. Oh yeah, Little Italy. We that's a really good food beer, and that's one of our. Our three summer beers that we put out, although we don't necessarily have that out all summer long, but that beer actually was originally brewed years and years ago as my kind of tribute to late summer when we start getting tomatoes ripening. But we actually released it when we opened Terra Firma in the springtime, and now it's become something that people expect around spring.
I don't want to blow your recipe, but is there just a touch of tarragon or something in there?
Nope, actually, it's really just California sweet basil.
Basil.
Local honey in it, and a little bit of oats. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but no, the spice is really all basil.
Almost an amber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually kind of coppery.
Yeah.
Dark copper colored. But that's a great beer for, that's another great one for marinating chicken in, and just about anything you can think of, Italian food and tomatoes and
might even work with pizza, huh?
Oh, man, let me tell you.
There again, hard to go wrong with beer and pizza, I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, there's no way to go wrong with beer and pizza, but that one is, people drive out of their way for a pint of that and a slice of pizza.
Criminately.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with John Niedermeyer, who is the founder of Brewery Terra Firma. And John, tell us a little bit about where you're at, if our listeners don't know.
We are Michigan's first agricultural brewery, so we're actually on a 10-acre farm 10 minutes south of downtown Traverse City on Hartman Road, in between U.S. 31 and Cass Road, for those that are familiar with the area. So
right along the Boardman River, then.
Yep, right stone throw from the Boardman River.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you're building. I watched you guys from the beginning, and I'm sorry to say I have not made it up there yet. I just don't get to TC as much as I used to, but
right now
I have another excuse to go.
Well, you'll have to, because that's only a sample of what we've got. I think we've got 17 beers on tap here in the tap room. We're a production facility, so all the, you know, the vast majority of the beer we produce goes out the loading dock, and we sell it in every county in the state of Michigan. So if you're wherever you are, if you're in a, stop into your local tavern and ask them to put some BTF on tap, and they will do that for you.
So you're canning?
We can one of our flagship products right now. We will continue to add more to our product line, but our Manitou Amber Ale, which was actually one of the very first microbrews in Michigan back in the day, it was actually produced at Travers Brewing Company, where I worked for over 10 years.
I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only one we can at the moment, but we do sell that throughout the state.
That's awesome. So go to breweryterrafirma.com. Check these guys out. The next one we're going to taste here, by the looks of it, says Ancho, and I'm pretty excited to try that.
Yeah, that's we're we're running low on that. That is a specialty porter that we do. It's called Ancho Chili Dutch Double Chocolate Porter.
Wow.
And that beer is really is all about food. It's a it has chocolate malt, Dutch chocolate, as well as dried ancho chilies, a little bit of coriander, and a variety of other malts that are in there. That is a beer that's really designed to kind of exploit the wonderful relationship that chilies have with chocolate without it being a hot beer. It's not like a, you know, it's not like some of those are just
right
over the ghost chilies.
Right.
Holy cow.
Okay, John, going to put you on the spot, but I'm sure not really. What do you like that beer with when you're on, when you're standing at your grill? You're going to put something on the grill and have that beer. What do you want, man?
That really stands up well to, say, pulled pork. Anything that you grill smoke goes really well with that. And you can also take it and put it in the kitchen in a saucepan and add some brown sugar and reduce it down. It makes an absolutely amazing reduction sauce for like ice cream and brownies and dessert.
Beer and ice cream.
All I can
man.
Say is I wish I had a bigger jug of it then, because I got to smoke 30 butts tonight, and that would have kept me nice company. But now
well,
I have a good reason
sales,
to come up and see you.
Our sales guy is down there every week, so you know we can make that happen.
I should give him my home address.
He's on Bob Speed Dial.
You want to be real nice to him.
Yeah, nice fella. So, gosh, awful nice to talk to you on the phone. We're looking forward to meeting you and get up there and have some fun in Traverse City. It's John Niedermeyer, founder of Brewery Terra Firma. Congratulations, son. You have done a splendid job with
thank
this business because the word is good, brother.
Awesome. Happy to do it.
You are right. Grilling Guys approved, and the stickers are going to be up in your tap room
beautiful
next week.
Sounds good. Bring us some of that pork butt.
You
all
got
right
it.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Great dude. Even
yeah
better beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really good
beer. That was a shocker. You know, it's a new beer for me. Yep. And you always feel like you're taking a bit of a risk.
Always.
That very first taste of Sun Cup, I'm like, okay, this guy knows his stuff. It's the Grilling Guys. It's Father's Day weekend.
Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on The Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we do have a little story for you. We're going to talk about Father's Day and some of the cool stuff that you still have time to get the old man before Father's Day is tomorrow. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we are The Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
I'm still grooving on that song, man. That's nice bumper music there, Bri. Let's talk about some favorite gifts, things that you still have time to get for Dad. In the last segment, or in the fourth segment, we've got an ultimate gift that you can get Dad. But let's say you don't go for that one. What's something really creative? In our family, we like to make things, and we like to cobble things and borrow, beg, steal. You've been to our Christmas. You know how we do it. Sometimes we put the rule on it has to be used. Sometimes it has to be regifted. And we do these silly things just to make everybody really think about what can impact that gift. And one of the cool things that I bring up every year that I love, only because I have one and it's my idea, is the grilling box. Because the average guy doesn't have maybe an outdoor kitchen. He doesn't have maybe a cabinet under his grill. Maybe he's just got a Weber kettle. Maybe your kitchen's crammed up like mine is. Maybe your garage is full of junk like mine is. And it's a space thing. So I say get yourself one of these little Plano tackle boxes or one of these plastic toolboxes. Cut out some vinyl letters with your dad's name on it, or just say Dad or something really cool and cute. My kids once made me a hat. They put their hands in paint, and they put their little hands all over the hat. I still have that hat. It's so cute.
Yeah, but your head's grown two sizes, so now it just sits on the rack, and you're just looking at it because at that time you were a young man. Right, your kids are all grown.
Why you got to go to the head?
Well, man, I'm just telling you, it's Big Head Bob. If you haven't seen him,
so whatever size your head is, you can have one of these grilling boxes. And I would do this. I would get myself. I would get your dad like a little paintbrush. That's the cheap horsehair paintbrush. It's a wooden one. It's like 99 cents. They're $2. And those are nice for brushing things off, like coals and things like that, or charcoal dust. Get them a nice little baster, a little turkey baster kind of thing. Maybe you can find a nice stainless or aluminum injector. Maybe there's a really cool set of welding gloves, which are great if he's a real barbecue guy and likes a smoker. Welding gloves are awesome. Mine are really old, hint, hint, I need some new ones. And you could put that in there, and you could do, you know, a couple of little hot sauces, make it just real cool. What a wonderful gift. You got his name on it, you got your handprints or your picture laminated. There's so many things you can do now with a computer to make that box custom. But then everything's in a box, and I would recommend, one that has a nice latch, all plastic, so it won't rust. And he can take his stuff out of the garage, go out to the grill. He's got his kit. It's like a man kit.
Yeah, throw a little seasoning maybe in there, some couple barbecue seasonings and a little garlic. Garlic's good on everything,
exactly.
Right? And,
exactly.
And it's a little to-go kit that can go from the garage, sit up on the shelf. You grab it and you go out there. And maybe a set of tongs in there too if you want it, or a spatula, something like that.
Yep.
Cool gift, though. I mean,
it's easy and it's creative. It's something
pretty much get that
do.
At anywhere. I mean, your big box store,
hardware store,
grocery store, whatever. They got all those tools in that aisle, right?
But some spices, that's a great idea.
Right.
Something really special that you know that he likes.
Right. One that I like is I'm this time of year, especially because they're fresh. They're starting to come out of the gardens in Florida anyway, and they're shipped up here.
Beer?
You can see these jalapenos. They aren't here in Michigan yet, but the jalapenos are coming fresh out of the southern states and hitting the shelves right now, and there's a rack. I like cutting the top off jalapenos and then taking the membrane and the seeds out because that's where all the heat is, and then stuffing
You mean
them.
The placental
okay,
fiber?
I knew that was your word, not mine. But taking all that stuff out of there and then stuffing them with some cream cheese diced in fruit. And you set those things up, and this rack holds them straight up so that as they cook, they don't dump out, if you will, because the cream cheese will melt and it'll get a little bit liquefied.
Oh, yeah. You can put all kinds of things in there.
Right.
You can put like some cheddar and walnuts. You can do gorgonzola. You can do all kinds of things in a jalapeno. It's when they heat and bake up like that, they just get sweet and
A lot of the heat goes away if you take the what out of the center?
Little sausage,
right? No, there was no little sausage.
You put a little
in
sausage in there.
You can put it
cheddar.
In there, but
be careful with that one.
I understand. No hot pepper around your little sausage, Bob.
Jeez. Hey, another great gift that you could get for your father is how about a membership to Snap Fitness?
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work.
It's really
well,
good.
Only if they use it.
You
right?
got to use it.
I'm a guy
you
that has one it. That doesn't use it as much as I should.
Well, that's okay. I can tell you that when you get into the routine of working out at a Snap Fitness, it's an inviting place. Here's the thing about Snap. They're clean. You know, they've got all these other big mega chain things going around the country. Snap are smaller.
Independently
they're
owned.
Not the giants. They're right. They're independently owned. Like the guys in Michigan, there's like four or five families that own a bunch of them. They're clean. And when you're working out, you're in there with a bunch of other sweaty people. It's nice to have equipment that's clean.
Sure.
That's what I really appreciate about Snap. But I also appreciate, getting my guns rocking again.
Those are some guns, if I must say so myself. Speaking of meaty wings.
Sun's out.
Right, yeah. Meaty wings, one of the other great gifts that's out there is, chicken wings have become like a delicacy, and they're more expensive than a chicken leg.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I
know.
just buy the whole chicken.
Right. You can get the wings are like $1.99 a pound, and the legs are like 99 cents a pound. So here's the deal. They have a little rack now where there's a knuckle, right, on the end of a chicken leg, not on the wing. I'm talking the legs now. And you hang those things. It just kind of pinches the knuckle goes above, and it holds them from. And they're dangling there, right? And there's 12 of them on this rack. And you season them up, and you put them on the smoker.
The whole chicken?
No, the legs. You just buy a pack of legs, right? That's what I'm saying. Is buy a pack of legs because there's more meat. There's less skin. It's just a better appetizer. They're half the money.
I like the thigh.
Yeah, but this thing where I'm going is if you're going to do chicken wings, and everybody likes the meaty part, not
right.
the flat, right?
Right?
This is just a bigger meaty part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so buy one of these racks. They hang there. You put them on your smoker, or if you don't have a smoker, on the cold side of the grill and heat up the other side.
Or if you don't have a smoker, maybe that's Dad's Father's Day gift right there.
There
just
you go.
A little smoker.
Little smoker, smoker box.
Yeah, go down to Garrett's or go to Kingsland Hardware. They've got a lot of cool ones. A guy just asked me the other day at what type of basic smoker to get, and he came in on the website, and I said just run down to Kingsland and check out one of those little bullets,
right?
Because they're awesome.
Yep. And that's a Weber product, right?
Yeah
And it's a charcoal smoker.
It's like, or get a Smoky Joe. Get them a little Smoky Joe. They're $99. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Who can't spend $99 on Dad?
Right. Especially if you're getting him a piece of equipment that he's going to produce food.
He
for you
gave
to
you life.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe Mother's Day we should be talking about that.
No. It all starts with the dad.
Okay.
You got to have that. Right. You got to have that. You know what?
Here's my last one. There's a butcher shop in your neighborhood, right? Go get a gift certificate from the butcher shop. We, of course, here in West Michigan, have wonderful Sobey Meats. But get
up north, you have Best Choice. That's Houghton right. Lake.
Yep, at Houghton Lake.
Awesome place.
Either place, go get a gift certificate, because then Dad's going to go in there and he's not going to have that conscious decision on, do I need volume or do I need quality?
Right.
Let him buy what he
wants. You really have to shop these butcher shops, though, because they vary widely. Not just any butcher shop.
Right.
They are worlds apart sometimes. So go in there and check the place out yourself.
Coming up next, we got the number one gift for Father's Day. You're not going to want to miss this, and we're going right to the manufacturer to talk about the where's and the why's. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Can't do him now, but I can dig the new breathing. He ain't no drag. He's got a brand new bag.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out ArcticSpas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Little boss there. Talking to us. I like that on a Father's Day weekend. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Barbecue Bob, there is one tool that we recommend over and over and over to the beginning, to the novice, to the expert, that is the key to success on the barbecue grill, and that is a thermopen.
Be lost without it.
Right. I've got two. You've got two. I don't care if you got six of them or you don't have any.
You got two?
Yeah, right?
I only have one.
Yeah, but you got the one with the flame on it, man.
Yeah, you've got two?
Right, I do.
You stink.
I bought one. You know what?
Okay, sure. Yeah. I bet you did.
Right,
yeah.
I had to.
Dude, you know, you've seen my 1950s leather Samsonite, my grilling box.
I have. It was a suitcase. And I have a grilling box.
Yeah, it's all cut with foam and all my tools and stuff are in it. I got a special little place carved out for my thermopen.
Right.
And
That's how important it is.
You have to have it all the time.
It's with a knife, it's with a spatula, it's with the tongs and the thermopen. They're in the same box.
Yeah. So this is the ultimate dad's gift, and I thought it would only be appropriate because they come on about once a year to actually have them come back on the show. So on the live line right now is Kim Allison from ThermoWorks.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us what you do for ThermoPen.
What I do for ThermoWorks here?
Yes.
So I'm a culinary editor here. I have a background as a chef. And so what I do is I do different experiments and projects in our demo kitchen and then write about it for a blog and other, you know, little applications that we might have. So pretty much just to help all of our customers understand the applications that our products have.
What a fun job that is.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so everybody's eating well when you're around.
Yeah, and we often have a lot of meat that's being cooked, either grilled, barbecued, you name it. We've got a lot of meat that's being cooked here all the time.
So it's no doubt that you're the most popular place in headquarters. I mean, you're the most popular person. Everybody wants to hang around Kim because she's got food. That's awesome.
No, it's true. People do like to peek in the windows and see what's going on.
I betcha. So tell our audience about ThermoWorks and ThermoPen and some of the other products you have.
Sure. So we are a company that is headquartered in American Fork, Utah, and we do the development and technical support, and we have a calibration lab here on site. And, you know, pretty much anything that's involved with our company takes place at our headquarters here. And like you had already mentioned, we have the ThermoPen. That's our most popular product. And then we've got any other kind of thermometry equipment tool that you might need. We've got a Chef Alarm. We've got ThermoCube, which are leave-in probe thermometers that you might want to use for a barbecue or a smoking application. So, you know, anything you can think of that's temperature-related, we've got it for you.
So, Kim, if our listeners are unfamiliar with the ThermoPen, it's an instant read thermometer. And that technology is so important to producing quality grilled foods. Now, you're working in the lab. You use one every day. Explain to our listeners, if you will, the importance of that and how you use the pen, and more importantly, even when you use the pen.
Sure. So a ThermoPen is, like you said, it's an instant read thermometer. It's a digital thermometer that has a thermocouple sensor, which is a highly sensitive and highly accurate sensor, and it's located just in the first eighth of an inch of the tip of the probe, which is very important right there. You don't have to submerge the entire probe to get a full reading. So you get these readings in a super fast time as well, these highly accurate readings. You get the readings in 2 to 3 seconds. And a lot of thermometers, especially a dial thermometer, they're going to take about 10 to 20 seconds to get a full reading. But these, when you're grilling, the speed is so important because you're holding your hand over the high heat of a grill, and those temperatures can get up to 2,000 degrees.
Right.
With the coals that are heating below, and you don't want to be holding your hand up there for very long. So the 2 to 3 second readings are pretty critical when you're grilling.
Well, here's the deal on that, pardon me, also is if you're running a smoker, and like we're in Michigan, and a lot of people listening to the show are in the northern part of North America, Utah doesn't get quite as cold as here, but let's say you're running a smoker and it's cold outside. What you don't want to have to do is keep that stinking door open for 10 or 20 seconds when 3 seconds will do you, because you want to trap that heat in there. Otherwise, you have something called thermal setback. And so now you're trying to build your temperature back up, and it's all about time and temperature. So you're really just taking longer to smoke or grill the longer you leave that hood open.
Exactly. That's an extremely good point. You want to be opening the lid, you know, as little as possible, like you said, so that you're not losing the heat and slowing down your cooking process. Very good point.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the MK4.
All right. So the ThermoPen Mark IV is our newest model, and this one differs slightly from the classic model that we did have. So this one was released last fall, and some of the new features that it has is that it has an auto-rotating display, kind of like your smartphone would have. So it doesn't matter what orientation you're holding the ThermoPen in, the digital display will always orient so that it's right side up. So if you're left-handed or you need to get in at a little bit of an odd angle in your smoker or your grill, it's always going to be easy to read. So that's really cool. We've got that. And then the motion sensing sleep and wake mode. So you're going to save your battery life there. It's going to go to sleep after, you know, probably about 30 or so seconds, and then the motion sensor is going to wake it up automatically. It's completely intuitive, no buttons to press at all. Another feature new with our ThermoPen is the intelligent backlight. So again, if you're just cracking open your smoker to get a quick temperature reading and it's a little bit dark in there, the backlight is automatically going to kick on.
That's a big deal. The backlight,
it is a huge
because
deal.
If you're a smoker in particular, and we're really talking smoking a lot with in my opinion anyway, I use mine more when I'm smoking. When I'm grilling, I do a lot of touching. I don't necessarily probe as much stuff unless it's commercial.
Kids, stay at home.
Unless it's commercial. Chicken, you know, I'll throw my pen in chicken, but like steak, I know where I have to be. But pork and chicken, you know, I'm going to use that. But for the smoking side, it's dark out a lot of times. So it's called ThermoPen. It's made by ThermoWorks. They've been great friends of the show for years. Her name is Kim Allison. You can check her out. She is a treasure for the ThermoWorks people. And do you have a blog we can hit?
We do. So if you just go to thermoworks.com, at the top of the webpage, you can just click on the blog link right there, and you can check out all of the posts that we've got with different applications for any of the products you have.
Kim, thanks so much for joining us. Your company is wonderful. We use your products almost exclusively, and I, like I said, I have two, and I'm looking forward to purchasing the new MK.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Very good.
All right. That is Kim Allison from ThermoPen or ThermoWorks. And check out their site. It's thermoworks.com. They have so many cool jobs. I don't know when the last time
you can get these all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I'm doing. You might not get this one by Father's Day.
We're going to put a link. We're going to put a link on our website to them because they've been just really nice to us. They've given us products. They've donated when we've done charities. They're just good folks, and stuff works.
Right.
Mine's like 4 years old. Every time I pull that probe out, she's like
that backlit thing is going to be cool.
I
know what?
That's a big deal.
And believe it or not, a thermometer, a digital thermometer, is a man tool. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, feel like a man! It's Father's Day weekend. Time to take care of that man in your life that's been so important to you. One thing you could do is maybe buzz out to Vicky's Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, and buy him some pasties because real men love pasties. Today's man law is so cool because I picked it. It's called love your wife, coach your kids, and have a great pair of boots.
You know, if a man can do those three things, he's filling out a big part of his fatherhood role.
Oh, right. Shoot there. A terrorist too.
Right. Well, easy, buddy. He's that was a tragedy that happened this week, and then that poor family from Nebraska was down at Disney with that
terrible
child.
Terrible.
Oh my!
But yeah, our hearts go out to the people in Orlando. Right. They've had a lot of tragedy.
Wow, they sure have.
And,
what a week.
Totally out to get the ISIS people.
Right. Soon. But hey, on a much lighter note, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, create some grill envy in your neighborhood because it's Father's Day and it's a great time to do it. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys and listen to our chatter. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, the picture.
never shown the scene real well.